Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Holmes hits it long.
That's Ray, JB
he
to
is
you.
JB Holmes, former University of Kentucky golfer. I actually know some guys that know him.
Yeah?
Yeah, this guy Wes Furnish, who I know that's from Cynthiana, that's friends with a good friend of mine that I know from college, that played on the University of Kentucky golf team. And he's been like a phenom since he was little, J.B. Holmes.
Yeah.
But he's not like a big country club guy. Like, he was just a guy that happened to be good from like middle of nowhere Kentucky.
Huh.
Good for him. He's on top of it. He's making a charge today.
8 under. Kepka just
he's 3 under today.
Two birdies back to back, so he's 3 back now.
Quietly in all this, Jordan Spieth is like 4 under today,
mm-hmm.
and still not able to charge up the leaderboard the way that he wanted. Now, a name that jumped up yesterday that I couldn't get enough of, was Shane Lowry. I mean, he was so good yesterday, and he was a great talker in the media tent after.
I can kind of come in here a little bit more under the radar than the other guys. Like, you know, G-Max from here, he grew up here. You know, Rory's an hour down the road, and he's, you know, obviously had some great times here, and Darren lives here now.
Yeah, so what about being nervous?
Nerves are, they're a good thing, aren't they? It's where you want to be. I just hope I'm nervous on Sunday afternoon up there. It's kind of, you know, that's right where you want to be, and you have to tell yourself that when you're there. You know, where would you rather be? Would you rather be here, or would you rather be sitting at home watching on TV?
Yeah. This guy's great.
He was great. Absolutely great. Now, J.B. Holmes, what about J.B. Holmes, his mindset going into today?
It's a march. You know, you're trying to, you know, in the States, you hit it flags a little bit more here. You're just trying to hit it, you know, 15, 20 feet, get your par and get out of here, and hopefully you make a few. So it's a little bit different. You don't have to, you have to gear back and not play quite as aggressive.
That's why I love watching this. And J.B. Holmes hit it right on the head, and he's leading right now. He's ahead by a couple shots over Tommy Fleetwood, who I can't figure out has great hair or terrible hair. He just has a lot of hair. I can't figure out if I like it or not. But what J.B. Holmes just said, I think, is the lure and the romanticism with why I love watching this. You play so defensively, it feels like. It feels like every shot that you watch, I couldn't imagine hitting it,
right.
But every shot that you watch, it's a hope that it's going to turn out well, not an offensive push toward the stick or toward the fairway or toward where you want it to go. It's like, I'm hitting it, and I think I'm going to do with it what I want to do with it, not I absolutely nailed it and did exactly what I wanted to do with it.
Well, is there a tournament that more traditionally battles against the golfers, not just in setup based on each in particular course, but with the elements as much as the British Open?
Well, no. And it also feels like, Jim, it looks like when those guys walk off of 18, they had just been in a boxing match that was inside of a tornado. Like, they're mentally...
And the 18th hole here, I don't know if it played the toughest, but I did notice yesterday, as you know, you're keeping track of the running scores, that a lot of guys on top of the leaderboard bogeyed 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so that probably has a little bit to do with it.
But doesn't there feel like a sigh of relief quotient when you're finished?
Yes, and the thing with the weather is that yesterday it would blow through for like a half an hour, and then it would completely go the other way.
Tied for the hardest hole so far through the championship,
okay.
Jim.
Yeah,
with 11,
and that's actually pretty cool, right? If you've got the toughest hole on a golf course is 18, or the other hole that's pretty interesting is I love drivable par fours.
Oh yeah,
where guys can go for it, but if you go for it and if you hit it too far, then it goes into the ocean. And you know, there's a lot of risk reward.
It's like 17 at Oakmont.
Yeah, there's a lot of risk reward going on here, and I love that. Where guys have to make decisions, and it depends on where you are, what round it is, and so forth. But you know, you're right about the. I can't remember which guy was talking about it. Americans are used for attacking the pins, and you hit it high, and the thing sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen on these courses, and a lot of times...
Well, John Holmes kind of said this.
Every time you come over here, it's a unique experience. You know, you got the wind and the rain, and you play the ball on the ground a little bit more, and it's always, you got to be very patient.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see some guy, you were talking about this yesterday. You see like some guy hit like some low line drive. I'm like, what's he doing? It looks like something I'd do. And then the thing lands, I don't know, 50 yards short of the green, and then boop, 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 boop,
just
boop,
rolls
and there
up.
It is.
Yep.
Well, I'm fascinated by the shot tracker and the apex, and the apex rates being so much lower. I saw one that was just 52 feet.
Oh, I saw Patrick Reed, I think, 64.
Yeah.
Which was really low. Like, you see him on tour in the U, and I... You
know, 139.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's
bombs
what
away.
No, and that's
yeah.
what drivers. the shot tracker is really cool. I'm glad I don't have one when I play.
These guys that look like their forearms are ginormous, their swings are real wristy, and they just the club never comes back behind their above their shoulder, and
you're punching everything.
And I love it. I kind of love watching this because it's not just who can hit it the furthest and who can throw it right at the stick. It's about shot making ability. And I don't know. There's just something about it where it's great TV viewing. And plus, the biggest thing, it's on during while we're on. So it's actually live sports while we're on. Oh, alert, by the way, for all our viewers. Say hello to them if you see them. People, you know how a lot of people park on the North Shore and then take the T or walk into town and do that? Apparently, Holden is right by PNC Park doing a weather story.
He's right in front of the Clemente Bridge, I think.
Yeah, doing a weather story. Tell him... We said hello because he's apparently a man amongst the people, talking to everybody this morning, asking about
thoughts
the weather.
Thoughts and prayers with his hair and makeup.
His hair is all over the place. I guess the humidity's already got to
wreaking
it.
Wreaking havoc.
Man. Yes. So say hello to Holden for us because, he's out there doing a weather story.
A week ago, he was on the Steel Curtain.
Oh, yeah.
Right, petrified.
He was.
Now he's
good
petrified.
Good morning, guys. Mike Holden here.
Yeah. Pets, old ladies, check on them, water, cooling centers,
Holden,
everything.
Check on him.
Yeah, all that stuff this weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.